Me and my shadow. Whoa. We all have shadows, don't we? We can see those. But what about me and my soul? Do you have a soul, or are you just a soulless, unfeeling entity, a mechanical machine, making your way around, wondering what happens to machines when they die? What about your soul? Do you have one? Welcome. This is session three of Dr. Quantum Presents, and I am Dr. Quantum, or Dr. Fred Allen Wolf, and I'm about to tell you a little bit about this thing we call soul. Or maybe I should put it another way, souling, because soul turns out to be something that has a verb-like essence rather than a noun-like essence. In fact, let me tell you a little secret. So do you. You may think you're an object, but actually, you're more like a verb. And verbs have a very peculiar quality to them. And that peculiar quality is they don't seem to exist in space, time, and matter and energy. They seem to be things which flow and move. So that's what we're going to be talking about in this session. If I have a soul, why doesn't it do something? Why doesn't it take care of me? Why doesn't it make sure I don't suffer the slings and arrows of fate? Why can't things be always my way rather than somebody else's way? Why can't I get what I want? Why can't my soul make sure that I get everything I want? Well, let me tell you a little bit about a few people who thought about this question of your soul. One of them was William Blake, and this is what he had to say. He said, "The world of your imagination is the world of your eternity. It is the divine bosom into which we, you and I, shall go after death of the vegetative body." Oh, well, what is he telling us? Well, he's telling you that your soul has something to do with the imaginal realm of existence. It doesn't necessarily have something to do with the noun-like physical realm of existence. Okay, listen to Homer in a conversation between Achilles and Ulysses. He says, "Nay, speak not comfortably to me of death. Oh, great Ulysses, I know you're great, but don't talk to me of this. Rather would I live on the ground as the hireling, a slave of another, with a landless man who had no great livelihood than bear sway among all the dead that be departed." Clearly, Achilles, he's a good warrior, but he's scared of his wits of having to deal with this thing called death. Well, is your soul scared of death too? What about your soul and death? How do those work together? Let me tell you a little bit more. H.G. Wells wrote in a book or in an essay called The Dream. He says, "Sometimes before, in my dreams, I've had the feeling that I've lived again forgotten lives." And he says to us, have any of you ever had that experience? Maybe life from the beginning has been spinning threads and webs and memories. Not a thing in the past, it may be, that has not left its memories about us. Everything leaves its memories about us. Someday we may learn to gather in that forgotten gossamer. This is me talking now. This is early 20th century. He likes to embellish things. They embellish things in the early 20th century. We may learn to weave its strands together again until the whole past is restored to us and life becomes one. Well, that's interesting. But what is all this thing called life? Well, a couple of my friends, Ray D. Sylvester, Scott Savage, Bill Thorne, and Chris West, have formed a music group they called Elfheim. And one of their lyrics goes something like this: "Some people call it karma. Some people call it guilt. You can call it what you want to, honey, but I got it to the hilt." And this seems to be the paradox of our life, is that we have, we come in and all we feel is this guilt, and this guilt sometimes overruns us, and we forget about this thing we call soul.